Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm. And this is Psalm 125. Psalm 125. Say, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains are around, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people. The Lord is round about His people, from henceforth, ever, forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Amen. You see here, the good to whom? To those who are good, and those who are upright in their heart. As for such as stand aside unto their crooked ways, but those who are wicked, the Lord shall lead them forth with their workers of iniquities, but peace shall be upon Israel. Amen. So the message is very clear. If we are crooked, God will lead us with the crooked people. What we need to do? We need to behave, come back to God, repent, be truthful, don't tell lies, repent of your sin. Let's come to God in your prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and blessings. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day of worship and prayer. And we magnify, we adore you, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your name be magnified and glorified. Oh God, you lead us and guide us and help us and strengthen us with your grace and with your mercy, Lord. Thank you for this day of worship. Thank you for all my brethren who come to worship you and serve you, Lord. And we pray that your name will be magnified and lifted up, and that your name will be also glorified. Oh Lord, we pray that your will be done. We pray for the Holy Spirit will work mighty in our midst and not our worship and not our prayers. All the items for worship today, the giving, the message, the recording, the worship songs, let everyone touched by you, O God. Let our sacrifices and offering and giving to you would be from our heart, Lord. I pray you change the heart of people today, O God. Lord, be with all the congregations of the church scattered in different places. O God, here in UAE, Lord, in Oman, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Iraq, Kuwait, Pakistan, and also Sierra Leone, Malawi, Armenia, Saudi Arabia, and other places, America, Lord. We trust you, God. You be with all our brethren, O God. Bless the church, bless all the ministers of the church, bless the elders, leaders, council members, O God, teachers, evangelists. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication, peace, with implementing the whole will of God. O Lord, we pray. Bless the website, bless all the ministries, bless all the Bible studies, bless all the prayer meetings, bless the church school, bless the church clinic, church bankings, and the publication ministry and the translation ministry. We pray that your name be magnified and glorified. Bless each and every family, O God. Bless each husband, wife, and children. O Lord, I pray for each husband to follow you and walk in your ways, and you will be the head over their life to do what is right and correct, to lead the family in righteousness, to be diligent, working. O Lord, continue, we pray you cleanse your church and cleanse your people from sin and unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Pray now, pray for your family, pray for your husband, wife, and children, pray for your siblings, pray for your parents. Continue to pray. Lord, lead us and guide us and help us. Strengthen us, O God, you are great God. There is no one like you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship. Continue, help us and lead us and guide us in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. Bless each and every family, that each and every family shine, O God, that every day that your word will be read and prayer made of God, and people will evangelize, reaching the lost, also lost through families. Oh God, bless all the families, congregations of the church, bless parents, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless more fruit of the Holy Spirit in each and every family. As family obey, I pray for blessings to flow in their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. You are great God. There is no one like you, oh God. We pray. I pray for your job, for your boss, pray for your income. Lord, I pray for all my brethren to shine in their workplaces. That be good testimony, good example to others, to worship you and to serve you and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be done, O God. We pray for that they will receive salaries on time and they will be faithful to bring to you what is due for you from tithe and offering and first fruit. O God, and vows, whatever is due for you, they will bring faithfully, O Lord, and you will be the one to bless them, to open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing they have no place to keep and rebuke the devourer in their life in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, you, I pray, Lord, for your name to be magnified and glorified. I pray, O God, that more people to know you through our ministry, Lord, through your church, more people to get water baptized, more people to give their love to you, Lord. We pray for more workers to be come forward to serve you. We pray that that you will train them with the fear of yours, O God. We pray that your name will be magnified and glorified, O God. We pray for this country, UAE, and all the rest of the countries that we mentioned, the church has expanded. We pray that whatever we need, logistic needs, and whatever documentations, place of worship, we trust you, Lord. As you say in your word, those who are trusting the Lord, they are like Mount Zion, as the Lord, as the mountain around Jerusalem. The Lord is round about his people. O God, do good, O Lord, do good unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. O God, spare us troubles, protect us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for revival, I pray for unity, I pray for those who know their church meeting and Lord backsliding. We pray for them to repent, to come back to you faithfully, serving you, doing the work of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you once again, O Lord. We pray. You anoint this worship today. Anoint the prayers. Anoint the songs. Anoint all the items of our worship, O God. Anoint this recording. Use it mightily to reach the rest of the church members and the rest of the families and to new people. We thank you, God. I pray for rejoicing. I pray for miracles. I pray for wonders. I pray, oh God, that you do wonderful things in our midst. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let's worship the Lord. Yes, Lord, in your hands we are secure. We are trusting you, Lord, that you are great God. You are wonderful God, that you will do wonderful things in our lives. Anoint our worship, O God. Anoint our songs. Let your name be magnified and glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Your love. us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For as you call us, O God, we are held with your hand. As you say, my sheep, listen to me. They follow me. I give them eternal life. No one can snatch them from my hand, O God. Thank you for the salvation that we have in you. We receive from you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified. Lord, anoint our worship, O God. Thank you for the new life we have in you. Thank you, Jesus, for eternity. Thank you for heaven in our hearts. We bless you and we continue to rejoice in you, O God. Clap your hand to the Lord and serve him gladly. Sing to him. God, thank you for the new life that we have in you, Lord. We thank you, God. Lord, you are all what we need, O God. Cry to God. He's your God, Jesus. All what you need is in him.
Now I drink your living water. Thank you.
first of all, thank you for this wonderful time you give us of worship. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your touch. Continue, God, and I pray, Lord. Comfort my brothers and sisters. We are praying. They are praying to you, Lord. Whatever circumstances, difficulties, hardship, you know it, O God. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified. Answer our prayers. Solve our problems. Let the Holy Spirit reign. Let people's life change, O God. Lord, we pray. Do good for those who are good and upright in heart, O God. Continue. Help us to reach people who are looking for you, are searching you, O God. Continue to move obstacles, move troubles away from us. Remove blockages, O God. You say, Lord, door that I open, no one can close, O God. We trust you, O God, you will not allow any open door of yours to be closed. We trust you as your church, moving forward and serving you, O God. Prepare us. Prepare us, Lord, that when you will come, we are ready. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in His name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's now continue worshiping the Lord with our giving. Time to give to the Lord our tithes and our offerings and our verses fruit to God and our vows. Praise the Lord. Let's pray, Lord. Thank you, and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all what you provided for us, from income, salaries, bonuses, and gifts, rewards, and incentive. We thank and we praise you for your great God, and there is no one like you, Lord. And here we are, bringing what belongs to you from tithes, offerings, and first fruit. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, that as we obey, open the windows of heaven and bless your church and pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep, O God. And Lord, I continue to pray, rebuke devours, rebuke pestilence, sicknesses, fines, accidents, pandemic, problems, unnecessary expenses, rebuke it all and help your people. Help them and guide them. Help us and guide us to go on and save you. We thank and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We continue to worship the Lord by hearing and listening to the Word of God. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. Book of John chapter 3. Book of John chapter 3. And today the title of the message, to be born again. What we mean by saying born again, we will understand it from the scripture. John chapter 3, and we'll read from verse 1 to verse 18. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is the flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it is listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is very one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and we receive, and ye receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe, if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In verse 16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Lord, thank you for your word to us. Teach us and guide us. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that you sent, because you have loved the world so much that you have given your only Son. And here we are, Lord, listening to your word. Thank you for the salvation that we receive from you, O God. Open the heart of your people who are here in other places to give their life fully to you, to serve you wholeheartedly, to do the work of yours and your will. We thank you, God. You are great, God. There is no one like you. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way it should go. Put verses and a statement and teach us, Lord, O God, your ways. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified. Receive the glory and honor. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What do you mean by born again? You know, God created, at the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And at the end of everything, He created man, and He created woman, and He put them into the garden, in a garden. And He gave them the command in Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou shalt eat thereof thou shalt surely die. He told him, you can eat from all the kind of a tree there, but there's only one tree you should not eat. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day that you eat of it, you will die. And you know, Eve, the woman, was tempted. She saw the fruit, and the devil came to her in the form of serpent and tempted her, and she ate. And she gave also to her, to Adam, and Adam, Eve, and both of them, their eyes were open and they saw themselves naked. God, when He created Adam and Eve, He was covered, they were covered by His glory. And they were not seeing that they were naked even. But when they sinned, their eyes were open and they saw themselves naked. And you know, when they sinned, you know, the spirit inside them died. And because they sin against God, that disobedient is sin. And sin, when you sin, you you die. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 4, he said that the soul that sin will die. That's why when you sin against God, death will come into your life. We read in John 3, verse 3, when Nicodemus came to Jesus, and Jesus told them in verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He told them, you need to be born again. Nicodemus answered, what he told him, how can a man is born already, how he can enter into his mother womb again? To some extent, he has something right, but Nicodemus does not know the component of man. Man is composed of two things, composed of the flesh and the spirit. That's why Jesus said, the one who is born of the flesh is the flesh, the one who is born of the spirit is the spirit. When our mothers give us birth, she gives us birth in our body, the body and the soul. But our spirit is dead, need to be born again. What is the component of man? Three components. First is the body. The body. The body composed of all the part of the body, the limbs, the organs, the stomach, the heart, the kidney, the hands for work, feet to move, and also body composed of senses, like the eyes to see, the ear to hear, the tongue and mouth to speak, to sense and taste the food, ears to hear, nose to smell. This is the, and the rest of the organs of the body, this is the body. When our mother gave us birth in a form of body, and that's the flesh. And also when our mother gave us birth, there is another component we are received from our parents, that is the soul. The soul is the place where you are thinking, where the brain, and you know that you receive all the input of the senses, and you interact and react, and you think in your soul, and you decide according to your determination, according to your will. That is the soul. The soul also is the center of emotion. You hate or you love, you like or you dislike, you are relieved and you are comforted or no, that's the soul. These are the two components. When we are given birth, we are born by our flesh body. And as we grow, our soul also will grow. Start to think, analyze, getting input of the resources, of the senses, interact with the environment, take decision, develop emotion, attitude, this all the soul. But the third component is the spirit. The third component is the spirit, and that is, listen to this, that spirit component, when Adam and Eve was created by God, they have their spirit alive. But when they got dead, and when they got sinned, their spirit died. And this spirit is something related with God, is God's conscious and interact with God. And that's what Jesus mentioned when he was speaking about, about the spirit in verse 6. Jesus answered, "Verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit." That's verse 6. Verse 5 and verse 6, "Which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." So there is a flesh and there is spirit, two components. The flesh, from the parents, we receive body and soul. The spirit is from God. And because Adam and Eve sinned, they die because of the sin, and their spirit died. And the generations after them, when they are born, their spirit is dead because of that sin, and that part of the body that need to be born again. Apostle Paul also spoke about these things, that there is a natural man and there is a spiritual man. In First Corinthians chapter 2, First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15. But the natural man, that's the flesh. Every human is natural. He has body and spirit. We have body and soul. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you are not born again, you don't have spirit. You are not aware of what is God all about. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. So there is here the spirit, and there is the natural man. That's what Paul spoke, you know, about him. As man was born because of sin, the spirit is dead. And that condition continue from the sin of Adam, continue man born by the flesh only, body and soul. That continue until Jesus came. Jesus came, he is from God, he is 100% God, he is 100% man. He is full of the Holy Spirit. And when you see it, when you receive Christ, you receive the Spirit of God, and the Spirit inside you will be revived. And that's when the Spirit revived, that is born again. You will start to have conscience about God. You start to communicate with God. You will have link with God. And that is what he means by born again. What is born again is that your dead spirit. Not your flesh or your soul, but your dead spirit need to be born again. And you know, when your spirit that is dead, and when you receive Christ and accept his work on the cross, that he died for your sin, because we cannot pay for our sin. We are sinners. But Jesus, who is without sin, came and paid the price for us on the cross. In him we become a new creation. In Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is the new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, when we are born again, it starts to change us. When the spirit, our spirit regenerate, we start to be God's conscious, start to love, no more hating. The work of the flesh go away, envy and jealousy and fighting will go away from our life. It will completely changing us, because we are receiving the third component of the human, and that is the spirit of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, Apostle Paul say, now he that hath wrought us for the same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. When we are born again, we are receiving the Spirit of God. And that's why when Nicodemus came to Jesus, he told him, unless you born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And how to be born again? By the Spirit. John chapter 5 and verse 7, chapter 3 and verse 7, that we have read. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Who need to be born again in that case? Everyone. Because everyone is born with the sin. We are born by the flesh and the soul, from our parents, but our spirit is dead, and we need the Spirit of God to come to us when we accept Jesus. This is only the way. to accept Jesus and the Spirit will come, and then our spirit will be born again. In verse 8, the wind, Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot see and cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That's to be born again. It's to be born once again by the Spirit of God. From the time of creation after Adam and Eve sinned by disobeying the command of God, God promised that He would send His Son, Jesus Christ. In Genesis chapter 3, while they were still in the Garden of Eden, God promised that He would send Jesus. That is the only way to be saved. That's when Nicodemus came. Nicodemus, he believed in God. Nicodemus, he believed in the law. He served God. He followed the law of God. But Jesus told him, unless you are born again, you can't enter the kingdom of God. Because Nicodemus is also a sinner as we are. And we need to be born again by the Spirit. And the only way is to believe in Christ. Christ, the promise of God. There's no other way to have been accepted to him. Genesis chapter 3, what he told to the woman, what he told to Eve after she sinned. Ah. 3:15 is the gospel in the Old Testament. John 3:16 is the gospel in the New Testament. Genesis 3:15, mark it in your Bible. Jesus is God from the creation, He's there. And the Lord said unto him, verse 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The seed of the woman. The seed of the woman is the child of the woman, and that is the woman is Mary, finally, in the New Testament. She get pregnant with Jesus, and Jesus was born according to the law by Mary. That's what we read that in book of Galatians. He's God. He's without sin. He is sent by God to redeem us. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, listen to this. But when the fullness of the time was come, God promised that the woman from her seed, he will crush the head of the serpent, the devil. He will crush the devil. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. That is Jesus. That's here Jesus. Galatians 4 and verse 4 is the birth of Jesus. In verse 5, why he was born, to redeem, to save them, to pay the price for our sin that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. When we receive Christ, we become adopted. We become sons and daughters of God. And read verse 6, what will happen when we receive Christ, when he redeems us, when we accept, what happened? Read verse 6 in your Bible, he say, and because you are son, God has sent forth the Spirit. Wow! That is the Spirit will give birth again, a regeneration to our dead spirit, and that's how to be born again. He has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying about Father. That is how to be born. That is how to be born again. Who need to be born again? Everyone. Everyone need to be born again. Even, you know, the example of Nicodemus, he's serving God, he believes in God, he follows the law of God. But what Jesus told him? Unless you are born again, you can't enter the kingdom of God. That's the truth, and we cannot change the truth. The scriptures tell us. Romans chapter 3. Let's read. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one can be saved by his work. Your good works cannot save you. Your good works Your good works cannot save you. Can't be saved by your good works. The Bible tells us there is not even one righteous. Romans chapter 10 and verses 3. All this message is written, you receive it written, you go through it again and check. Romans chapter 10, verse 3, for they, Romans chapter 3, verse 10. They say, as it's written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is no one who can say that I am without sin. There is no one righteous. All are sinners, and we need someone to come and save us, and that is Christ. That is the plan of God for us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans 5, verse 8. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commended His love toward us in that. How God loved us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We are sinners, but God, how God loved us, Jesus died for us. He died for us on the cross. That's the truth. The Bible wrote this, I did not count it, but maybe more, maybe 100 times written. Jesus died for us. And when He died for us, He redeemed us. When you accept Jesus, you receive Him in your heart, you are receiving the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will give birth to your dead spirit, and that's how to be born again, to be given birth by the Spirit. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only and begotten Son, that whoever believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God sent not His Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. When you believe in Christ that God sent, you will be saved. In verse 18, he that believeth on Him is not condemned. He will be saved, he will not be condemned. Those who believe in Christ, listen to the message. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now it's very clear, the condemnation to those who does not believe. You know, the body and the soul, after you die, your body will perish, will decay. But your soul will remain alive. Either you will go to heaven in the kingdom of God, or you end up in hell. But the spirit, when you are born again and you have the spirit will give you eternal life, because you believe in Christ, you follow Christ. That is the meaning of to be born again. So when Nicodemus came to the Lord, you know, in verse 2, John 3, verse 2, you know, he came, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. He believed that he came from God. Because Jesus did miracles. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind and made the cripple walk, multiplied the bread and fish and feed people. He did a lot of miracles. It cannot be by ordinary man. We know that you are came from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. You know what he was telling him? What he was telling him, Nicodemus, he was telling him, we know, I know you came from God, okay? I know that you came from God, but what I need to do more? What I need to do more? I believe in God, I serve God, I believe in the law of God. What I need more? What I need to do more? What did Jesus answer him? Verily, verily, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, unless he is born again. So even Nikodim was need to be born again. That's what he's telling him. Nicodemus believe in Jesus. He came from God. But he is not aware that his body is composed of body and soul, and his spirit is dead. He need to be revived again. He does not know that. He does not know that his spirit need to be born again. He knows that he was born by his mother. That's what he said in verse 4. How the man can be born again after he is already old? How we can enter his into mother womb next time? No, it's not the body. It's not your body and soul need to be born again, but your dead spirit needs to be born again by believing in Christ. That is how to be born again. And that is that everyone needs to be born again. Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You can't reach heaven. That is the message that's very clear in the Bible about it. Listen to this. In verse 5, John 3, 5. Jesus answered, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Jesus put two conditions for you to enter the kingdom of God. First condition, you have to be born by the water. What is water? Water is not water baptism. To be born by water, you know, what is to be born by water? The ova of the female, it is fertilized by the sperm of the male in a fluid media, in water media. That's water. It means that you must be born by the flesh. You must be born by a mother, from parents. And second, you need to be born by the Spirit, the Spirit of God. How this will come, the Spirit of God? Not by work. You are a sinner. It comes only when you believe in Christ. You open your heart. You ask Jesus to come into your life. Yeah? Repent of your sin. Decide to follow Him. Then you will receive the Spirit of God. And that's what He said in verse 6. That which is born of flesh is the flesh. Born of the flesh is the flesh, body and soul, no more. And that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit, and the Spirit of God. Don't be amazed. That's what he says in verse 7. Don't be surprised. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. You don't be like Nicodemus. Don't be surprised. You must be born again. Unless you're born again, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. How to be born again? How to be born? Now you understand what is born again? You understand who needs to be born again? Everyone. Now how to be born again? It's very easy. It's very easy and simple, but there are facts you need to follow. First, you accept that God loves you and God has the answer for your life. Second, you believe that you are a sinner. You need to accept that you are a sinner. I need to accept that I am a sinner. The third, I need to accept that the work of Jesus on the cross is for my redemption, to pay the price for my sin. Because Jesus is God and He has no sin. Now with these three facts, I need to put my mouth and my understanding and my mind with this understanding and invite Jesus to be in my life. You need to invite Jesus in your life. How? First, the three principles. You accept you are, God love you. Accept you are a sinner. Accept Jesus is the answer. Then you have to ask Jesus to come into your life. You need to give your heart and life to Christ. Then you receive the Spirit of God. Then you are born again. Then you will enter heaven. And listen to this. And how we do that? We must confess. The Bible tells us we must confess that Jesus died for us, and we died for our sins, and we need to confess that God raised him from the dead. In Romans chapter 10, in verse 9 and 10, it says that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you must confess him, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You must believe, you must confess the Lord Jesus in your mouth. You must tell Jesus, come. I belong to Christ. You must confess. And you believe and you proclaim that God raised him from the dead. You'll be saved. For verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesses is made unto salvation. You need to confess, and you need and you need to accept Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us when man grow, and his body and soul grow, God starts speaking. God starts to interact with man and revealing himself to him. And that is, even now, God is speaking to you right now. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, God speaks to man so that his spirit to be born again. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, he says, God, who at the sun's right times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Lastly, God spoke to us by his Son. Who is the Son? Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory. Jesus is the brightness of the glory of God. He is God, the Son, and the express image of his person. He is the image of his person. Jesus came to show us the Father. You are born by your parents, by the body and the your body and soul born from the parents, but your spirit need to be born by your heavenly Father, by believing in Christ, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. Jesus purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open the heart of the people to believe and repent and come to you. We express how to be born again. We need the scriptures. Clearly stated that we need to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, so we'll be saved. How the born again change us? How we know that somebody is born again? But how to change? What will happen when you are born again? First, we are put in God's house. That's the church. We become members of God's church. We start to have brothers and sisters in Christ, and these are our family. And that's what we read that in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 to 22. Say, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the households of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for the habitation of God through the Spirit. We become members of God's family. Second, We start to have life and life to the full. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Life, abundant life we have in Christ Jesus. That is how the born again, how that's when our spirit born again, how it affects us. We start to communicate with God. And what else? We have life and life ever. Life and we have life everlasting in John chapter 5. John chapter 5 verse 24. When we believe in Christ, what will happen? They say, very, very, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me hath everlasting life. We have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. When we believe in Christ, listen, we jump, we cross from death to life. No more fear of death. So life everlasting, no fear of death, life and life abundance. What more? What more we receive in Christ when we are born again? When we are born again, we have the confidence in approaching God that whatever we ask according to His will, He hears us. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. We have confidence to approach God at any time, because we know He hears us. And what else? When we are born again, it changes us. In 1 John chapter 5, and verse 4, we have the victory. You know, we have the victory over Satan and over the world. When we have a Christ, we can overcome. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, for whatever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Whatsoever is born of God, that's born again. We can overcome. If you are not born again, you cannot overcome. You are dead. You go to hell. I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's what he said in Nicodemus when he came to Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are a teacher and you came from God. Because what you are doing, and Jesus told him, he did not tell him, oh, thank you for you appreciate me. He said, no. He told him, unless you are born again, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You need to be born again. What else? To be born again, you will be a new creation, new creature. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, we have read that and we read again. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. You are a completely different person. You have started to change attitude, character. Your mind regenerate. You start to behave in a different way, not selfish, loving, kind. Different person. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. This is what God wants us to be born again. I will read now John chapter 3 and verse 19 to 21. Listen to this. The message is for you. Listen to that. You say, and this is the condemnation. This is the verdict. That light is coming to the world, and that Jesus. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Today God is inviting you to come to Him. Amen. God is inviting you to give your life to Him. It's an invitation to be born again by the Spirit of God. Understand? If you are not yet born again, and if you are not sure, ask Jesus now. There's no life or life eternal unless you come to Christ. Tell Him, Lord, I come to You, Lord. I invite You into my heart. I confess I am a sinner. I need You, Lord. I need Your Spirit to come and revive me. Jesus, I thank You because You died on the cross for my sin. Jesus, You are all I need. Oh God, I invite You into my life. Forgive me my sin. Revive me. I confess my sins, Lord. I commit myself to follow You. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who gave their life to You. Protect them and guide them. And be with them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. And guide them to the truth. And help them to enjoy life, life abundant. Help them, Lord, to walk in Your ways. Guide them with Your Holy Spirit. And teach them and support them and strengthen them. Thank You, God. We bless You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's sing. This is a song and a prayer. Let's sing and pray. This is your all I need, Jesus. Yeah. that you gave yourself so that we can live. Thank you for the eternal life that we have in you. Oh God, thank you for the safe soul. Let them grow, oh God. Take your word and spread it, oh God. Let be revival, let be victory, let be new souls to come into your kingdom. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that you help with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a new life. Amen. Clap your hands to Jesus. Thank you.